Stripe is the go-to choice for AI companies, from early-stage startups to scaled enterprises. 78% of the leading AI companies use Stripe to go to market quickly and scale globally. That includes pioneers like NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Perplexity. Stripe has developed cutting-edge tools to improve everything from fraud detection to checkout optimization. Whether you're aiming for incremental gains or planning for enterprise transformation, see how Stripe can help at stripe.com.
Did you know an average of 33,000 domains get registered every day? If you've got an idea for a business, make sure you name it right away. Just search Wix Domains and claim yours before someone else does. Your ideal.com, .net, .u is out there. Search Wix Domains and go grab yours today.
Taking Stock.
Brought to you by PwC.
This is News Talk.
So first up, we are going to talk about business reinvention. Now, with all of the change going on in the world, let's ask, when is a good time for a business to challenge its assumptions and reinvent itself? Is it when times are good or during a downturn? And how much attention should companies pay to megatrends like the rise of AI or climate change? I'm delighted to be joined by Barry Whelan, a partner in PwC, for a deep dive into the world of business reinvention. You're very welcome, Barry.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
Super. Well, I'm going to lean into some of the findings from the PwC 2025 CEO survey that was called Reinvention on the Edge of Tomorrow. And for listeners, I really do recommend it. It's a great read and you can find it on pwc.ie. And one of the findings, Barry, that stood out to me is 29% of Irish CEOs believe their organisation will not be viable beyond the next 10 years without reinvention. I thought that was very low. So does that mean that 70% of businesses think, well, if it's not broken, don't fix it?
Well, I suppose no company's future is guaranteed, and CEOs know that. So when CEOs look at a company and its performance, obviously today and their performance today and how they're achieving things is very, very important. But they also need to think about 5-10 years out. So when you're thinking on a time horizon, which is that long, you have to imagine all the different disruptions that might happen. So yeah, there is an element of 70% of companies believe that if they're thinking in the here and now that things are fine. I'm sure they're not too complacent about that. But really, we would advise companies to be thinking longer than the short-term horizon, because it's over those periods of time that nuances happen, disruptions happen. And if we even look at the last 3 to 5 years, people can see that themselves. But yeah, there is an element of companies who believe that they're performing well.
Over the past 3 to 5 weeks, even alone, Barry, an awful lot has changed. I found one of the inserts in the survey was a quote from Amy Ball that I found, which was, many organisations risk optimising existing operations without adequately preparing for disruption to their core business model. And I think that summarises exactly what you've just said there. But this other quote that I saw in there, 87% of Irish CEOs are wary of the rapid pace of change. How do you encourage people to shift from being wary to embracing that change?
Well, disruption is also an opportunity to create new value, to capture new value. And we do believe that companies need to speed up the pace of reinvention. How do you embrace it? It's always hard to move away from something that you're comfortable with, something that's doing well and has worked in the past. But there's also, that's a blind spot as well. That can be a blind spot for companies. So to move forward, they should be looking at scanning the horizon and understanding, you know, are their customers' preferences and behaviours changing? Are there new entrants coming into the markets, new players who might do things differently? We've seen that in banking, where the fintechs, the neobanks have offered very much a very sophisticated digital transformation. It's picking off a segment of the market, the younger investor, the younger saver. So always be scanning, always be looking ahead and seeing, are there any signals out there that would indicate that actually you need to adapt? And look for the customer first. How is the customer changing?
You know, when you look at a SWOT analysis, the S and the W, the strength and the weakness are internal, and then the O and the T are external. On that point, on looking to move from looking externally to internally, I noticed 89% of people who answered the survey said that they're actively pursuing reinvention, focusing on product and service innovation and targeting new customer groups. And I'm guessing, Barry, that comes from looking internally and thinking about how you might change what you're doing. If somebody is wondering today whether they should be in that category, whether they're reinventing fast enough, what are the signs they need to look out for?
Number one, shift in customer behaviours. You know, consumers' tastes are, we travel a lot more, we have access to a lot more products and companies and services, and our preferences are changing continuously. So for our existing customer base, we need to be constantly be customer-centric, thinking about how we can service them better, how we can improve the experience. But we should also be looking at, if we want, really want to grow, we have to innovate with those new products and services. You know, are there other customer groups that we can serve? Are there other markets we can enter? And how can we do that is really, really an important thing to consider.
But that takes an awful lot of time and effort and energy. And where are businesses supposed to look for those resources? Is it internally? Is it bringing in external funding? Is it talking to people like you to be able to optimise that? What should they be doing first?
Well, first of all, they will need to create capacity within the business. They need to have a vision in terms of where do they see their own business going. They need to create capacity within the business to be able to do that. So that might be bringing in new people. It might be changing the skills mix. But it's constantly scanning, as I said earlier. No doubt, as part of any sort of reinvention, understanding and doing your customer research is key, but also digitally transforming your business. Technology always has a key part in any reinvention, any transformation. So being able to deliver that, and that's very hard to do when you're trying to keep the lights on, as you say. So that's where external parties who've done this before in your industry with similar players or with similar technologies are a big benefit to helping you actually deliver your change. So yes, you need a boat, you need internal capacity, but you also need to bring in external expertise.
Allocation, of course, matters here as well. You mentioned in the survey about half of Irish and global CEOs reallocate 10% or less resources annually, and about almost three quarters reallocate less than 20%. But I can see why, Barry, because what's the difference between moving from pillar to post and effective reallocation?
That comes back to what's the vision for the organisation. So that's led from the top. So the CEO and the executive team need to have a clear view of how the organisation should transform, what the end state should look like, and work back from that. And in doing that, they have to be quite rigorous in terms of how they allocate their resources. So what resources are going to be dedicated to helping the business reinvent and transform over time, and which resources need to be focused on doing the day job. But even in doing that, you need to understand, you know, what should we stop doing? Where should the resources be moved away from areas which might be declining? And we've seen that with companies who have spun off lower margin parts of their business to then refocus on their main core business, where the growth business is. So we've seen that in many industries. So that's really the focus that people need to have.
I think we don't ask that question often enough. What do we need to stop doing, or what are we only doing because we've always done? I think that's really important. What sort of models do you use, or do you talk to customers about? For example, when you talk about, say, moving into new customers or products, I use the ANSOS matrix, and then that helps us to really understand like where we should be moving and also where we're taking the greatest risk. Are there any particular models or frameworks that you use when you're having a conversation with customers around this?
Well, there's many models that can happen. It depends that can be used, and it depends what industry you're actually in. Customer research is very, very key. So, depending if you're which industry you're in, if you're in a B2C or a B2B industry, but it's relevant to them all, mind you. Having a focus on design thinking and customer centricity, understanding where your customers are, what their personas are, what their likes, what their frictions are, what the blockages are to helping them achieve their goals or in using your product or service is very, very key. So your whole traditional research around customer segments, who's buying from you, demographics is all very, very important. But actually getting out there and using, you know, design thinking type approaches to ensure that your service really hits the mark and is evolving with the consumer is very, very important.
I think that design thinking model is really excellent. That whole focus, as you say, on the customer, but iterating, getting new information in, what can I do about it? I think that is, it really does hit the mark. Another one, I just want to point this out to listeners because I was looking at it in preparation for talking to you today, is your PwC business model reinvention framework on your site. I found that very, very useful as well. If we had more time, I'd ask you to talk me through it. But I certainly do want to recommend that as well. So moving on from that particular model then, another thing that I noticed here in the conversation around AI, because you're doing a huge amount in that within PwC, that there is a lot of people wary about moving again, to pick up on that term, allocating resources into AI. So is there any specific direction that you have for companies listening to us today about how to really engage with this to make a difference, whether it's to their operations or profitability, etc.?
Yeah. So, I mean, the statistics back this up. Everybody, a lot of organizations, 67% of organizations have been doing research, have been doing proof of concepts around the area of AI. But very, very few, about 6% we found in the survey, have actually taken up AI and using it on a widespread basis to actually drive their reinvention in their business model. And there's a couple of reasons for this. A few of them are, you know, the stage at which AI is at in terms of it's been fast moving and it's been evolving very, very quickly. But its maturity is happening in different stages, and it has matured in terms of its general usage in terms of consumer AI. But business AI is the area in which organizations need to think about it. How do we now really embed it in all the processes that we have? And we're now moving from the era of experimenting with AI to actually now driving it into all of our processes. And the next evolution, which is here now, called agentic AI, is moving from using AI to understand and classify to actually autonomously have digital workers working alongside us to actually take the AI and then apply it to actually take action. And examples of this could be, you know, in a call center or in a field service, whereby incoming requests are coming from customers and the AI or the agentic AI, these agents, these digital workers, can actually fulfill the task from start to finish without human intervention, but with human supervision. And that has a huge potential to yield productivity benefits for many, many organizations. Up to now, people have had to create the AI solutions to fulfill the need for their own organization. But what we're seeing with a lot of the digital platforms now is that all the new releases that are being released with this agentic AI pre-built. So it's sort of, think about it as pre-built digital labor that's there as part of the solutions that you have that you can deploy very, very quickly. Where prior to this, it's required a little bit of work and a lot of expertise to make that happen.
And that's for sure. And I think the transition, as you say, from business processes to really core operations is going to be a big deal. Just my last question to today then, Barry, is do you see new business models happening as a result of agentic AI, generative AI, etc.?
Its main benefit at the moment is in improving operational efficiency. But absolutely, with the introduction of agentic AI, you can now train these agents to actually take on new roles that you hadn't fulfilled before, or maybe you hadn't got the skills. So it's allowing organizations to scale beyond what they're doing at the moment. So being able to add more agents is much more economic than adding more people, obviously. But you need to have the capability then to take those and think about your business differently. So organizations have to use these to actually reinvent, to actually move their performance forward.
I think AI is really changing so many economic paradigms around the world. So this is going to be a conversation we're going to be having on many times. Really appreciate you coming in to talk to us today. Barry Whelan, partner in PwC.
Thank you.
And also, there's a lot more information available on pwc.ie.
Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.